Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have, are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Not heard from Griff yet, so I don't know what's happening with him. Not sure we've got him today. He was scheduled for Tuesday. We couldn't get him then because Kirby, his guy, his deity, Kirby Smart, was speaking. But we do have these guests. Let me reel these off for you. Kevin Hagan, top of hour number two. That's less than an hour out. That is presented by SoulStreetCoffee.com. Soul Street Coffee, our good friend Kenneth. Delicious coffee and tea. Various flavors, all of them delicious. All of them awesome. The word awesome is not on the verboten list. It is a needy word. It's a word that is appropriate for our description here. SoulStreetCoffee.com. We also have Ole Miss Evie. She's been in Hoover. Ole Miss was Tuesday, and they brought a quarterback who is a redshirt freshman, Matt Corral. Remember now, he is from California, was originally committed to the Gators and then switched. There was a coaching change, too, with Dan Mullen. There was a lot of things that happened there, but anyways, we've got Ole Miss Evie, bottom of that second hour, and Josh Newberg will join us in hour number three, top of hour number three. It's kind of weird. I think this is the only year that this has happened. We've got all this overlap with these media days. SEC and the Big 12 started on Monday. Big 12 is a two-day event. They're done. They're finished. They've completed all the interviews, etc., at AT&T. They're in the Metroplex of Dallas-Fort Worth. They're finished. The SEC still has 2 days, today and Thursday. But what's interesting is usually there's more spread out, these various events, than this year. I'll give you the example again. SEC is Monday through Thursday. Big 12 is Monday and Tuesday. ACC starts today with the Atlantic Division led by Clemson, but it's today and Thursday. Then the Big Ten is Thursday and Friday. So if you were me a few years ago where you covered these events, plural, you'd go to these various events, then I don't know how you schedule it all. I don't know. I'm just saying, it is, it's hard. If you're going to go to all these various events, it's, and I don't know how many people have to do it, but not good. Not good. Usually the Big Ten and the Pac-12 are later in July, and I don't know why they have started this push to make them so early in July either. This started, I believe, a year ago. Yeah, it started, I believe, a year ago. And anyways, That's where we are at with all these events. So, yeah, the ACC is today, led by Clemson. So let's go back a little bit and review Tuesday somewhat. What did we see? I watched the Big 12 again, and I watched not all of it, but some of it, and I watched the SEC. I tell you what, let's begin with Jeremy Pruitt. Jeremy Pruitt's sharp, man. Now, he may not be verbally as impressive as some others. He's not necessarily at the podium as, what would be the word, polished as some others. But you can tell this guy is a very good football coach. We'll see what he gets done at Tennessee. It's year two. They're behind in talent, not trying to make it sound otherwise. They've got a ways to go. They're not where Georgia is. They're behind Florida. They're behind many teams in the West in talent. Certainly those teams at the top, they're behind. But he's a pretty sharp guy. He actually, it looked like he was filibustering. You get 30 total minutes. Now that includes your opening statement and then questions. He went almost 22 minutes himself at the podium without taking a question. It was, I heard Dari Noka, they were timing it. It was 21 minutes something. Something seconds. Anyway, they sat there. He talked for a while, long time, and then he took some questions. But he went over a bunch. The difference in the roster now, how many linemen are now over 300 pounds. I think he said they had two of them on the offensive line a year ago at this time. Now they've got 15. You still have to be good ball players, but the strength and conditioning, the nutrition, all of that stuff, totally redoing things. And it's a different roster. Now, I'm not saying it's a roster ready to claim victory, but it's a good roster. It's a better roster. Let me put it that way. He was impressive. Jimbo took a few questions about his Aggies, and look, Jimbo's Aggies are in good shape. The only problem they have is they've got a horrible schedule, and horrible means difficult. Horrible does not mean easy. It means very difficult. They've got some tough games ahead of them. Very difficult. Got to go to Clemson. That's non-conference, man. Clemson, for God's sakes. The team on top of the mountain right now. Clemson. We've got, what? Georgia on the road. Got to play Alabama. Got to play the West. You're in the West, so you have to play the West. LSU, teams like that. Auburn. Mississippi schools, Arkansas. It's not easy. He's got a roster that is pretty, though. His roster is getting prettier by the day and threatening, more threatening by the day. Jimbo was there yesterday talking to the media, along with Jeremy Pruitt and others. Kirby Smart. Kirby's got a sexy roster. Jake Fromm was impressive yesterday. Got to see Big Jake as well. So that was the SEC meeting. It's actually at four teams, but the SEC meetings on Tuesday and today. I'll give you the list here in a little bit. But new list today. And then there are only two teams on Thursday. One of the teams today is Nikki. Now, usually Alabama is on the last day. Not this year. They're on Wednesday. I'm sure Nick had a little bit to do with what day they're on or when he's going to be speaking, but today is the day. If you are in the Birmingham, Hoover area today and you want to avoid a zoo, then don't go to the Galleria Mall. Or don't, at least don't go to the front part of it where you've got the Winfrey. the Winfrey Hotel, because today is the day that everybody that hasn't been there yet, because their guy hadn't been there, but today's the day everybody descends on the Winfrey Hotel because Nick Saban is there. And it is like a Hollywood get-together. He is the rock star. And there will be people in that lobby. I pity people who are not related to the SEC meetings. They're just checking into that hotel today for whatever reason, business, they're in town, whatever it might be. Good luck getting up to the check-in counter because of that crowd. Yeah, good luck. I hope you have this planned out. I hope you know what's already going on there right now, because it is an absolute zoo. They sneak Nick in a back door. There's no way you can bring him in that main entrance. It's not possible. It's crazy. And they bring him in from the back, so at least they've got that going, unless somebody figures that out. And then they bring him in, and look, he's pretty reasonable with his time. He signs as much as he can sign as far as autographs, but there's no way he could get to the end of that line. It's not possible. If he started signing autographs with the purpose of, I'm going to finish all of these, he'd never get back to the office. Literally, he would never get back to T-Town. He has to, at some point, he has to say, hey, enough's enough here. I can't do all this. It is crazy. I told you, Alabama fans showed up in mass when it was Bambi, Mike Shula. Yeah. So it doesn't have to necessarily be a rock star like Saban. It could be a guy that's really not going to get it done like Shula. They were in mass for Shula. I remember seeing him coming down the escalator, because on that next floor up is where the main interviews are done. It's where all the big convention rooms are for print, TV, radio, etc. And he was coming down those escalators. He was at the very top, and I saw Shula. I was looking at his eyes. He's looking down at the crowd, the throng. And it looked like he was witnessing, what was the scary movie of the 70s? The Exorcist? Looked like he was watching The Exorcist alone as a child. That kind of fright. Him looking down at that crowd like, oh God, I guess this is what this means. Today's crazy. Today, if you're paired up with Alabama, you're one of the other teams paired up. Today is a crazy day. Crazy day. I told you this earlier. If you were to take all the other football media events, all the other leagues, it would not equal the SEC. The craziness and the participation, the media, the fans that randomly show up. If you go to the others, you can walk around and see not very many people. The next closest would be the Big Ten when you're in Chicago. The Big Ten's pretty busy. It's nowhere near the atmosphere of the SEC. The SEC Media Day atmosphere is basically a big frenzy. Just a big frenzy. It doesn't seem, it is organized, but it doesn't feel like there's a rhyme or reason. It's just crazy. People everywhere, walking in different directions. Radio Row is now crazy. Wild. Radio Row is now absolutely wild. Upstairs, it's really busy, where the main interview rooms are. It was good for me, because with Sirius XM, we had our own room, literally. We had our own room that was exclusive to us. So the coaches would come in and nobody else would be around. So we didn't have to worry about all that. And it was all timed out. They came to us. We did not have to go fetch the interviews. That was a privileged thing. Oh, that's great privilege. Everybody's always going privilege here and there and all that. No. That was awesome privilege. Bring them right to you. Tell you what, we need to break. Let's do that. Let's break first, and then we'll get back. Crazy Charlie, did you say we have a call? Oh, not yet. Okay. Anyways, we'll take the break, and then we'll circle back on some things. Got 3 media days going on. Well, no. Take that back. Big 12 is done. 2 media days with the ACC getting started today. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. The police wrapping up this wreck out here in South Nashville on Nashboro Boulevard there at Murfreesboro Pike. Still looking good coming in from Dixon County right now on 40 East, coming past 840, coming through that part of Cheatham County. Still looking good right now, 65. Working your way down from the north there at Trinity Lane is going to get really busy here in the next few minutes. Get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart Fares can save you up to 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2544. I'm Commander Chuck.
And now the fine folks at Southern Grounds would like to take this time to remind all Americans to show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts shall never go unnoticed. This proud salute has been brought to you by Southern Grounds. For the finest quality landscape architects, landscaping, and irrigation serving Nashville and the surrounding areas, call 615-424-8871. That's 615-424-8871. Southern Grounds. They're people who care.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the 2 locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For July, try any wrap, hot or cold, with chips and drink at the special price of only $6.99. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Southern hospitality with a modern twist. Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel offers a farm-to-fork experience for breakfast, lunch, supper, and Sunday brunch. Kitchen Notes uses the freshest ingredients to create great food in a casual dining atmosphere. Don't miss Nashville's only award-winning biscuit bar, serving up a house-crafted sweet, savory, buttermilk, and gluten-free biscuit every day. Try our award-winning patty melt or the grilled pimento cheese sandwich with a side of house-made Tennessee honey slaw, and dessert is always a must in our house. Whether it's in the main dining room or 2 of our private dining rooms, be sure to make Kitchen Notes part of your downtown Nashville experience. Check out Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville. For reservations, call 615-761-3700. Complimentary Valet parking is always available.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
If you're going to dial us up, use this number for now, 615-844-5600. That's been the number for a while, locally, but use that number for now, 615-844-5600. On Twitter, at Bill is King. ACC Media Day Charlotte. And today they do it by divisions. It's the Atlantic Division. So you have Clemson. 2 of the last 3 natties to Clemson. You've got Florida State. First bowl-less season since 81. The Noles. You've got NC State, You have Louisville, Scott Satterfield. Wake Forest, the Clawfence, Boston College. Coming in there. Thursday is the Coastal Division in the ACC. New overtime rule. Did you see this? Did they do this Monday or Tuesday? I don't remember. New overtime rule, pretty simple. If you get to the fifth overtime, you just go for two-point conversions. Literally. You literally, no more starting from the, what is it, 25? You start from the two-point conversion spot, and you got one shot there. Then the other team gets their shot, and you keep doing that until it's not tied. That cuts down on the number of plays. I'm usually not real endorsement friendly when it comes to NCAA new rules. Usually the NCAA tweaks the rules and they mess with things that aren't broken. That is typically their MO. They are excellent at tinkering with stuff that don't need tinkering with. They're like government, always legislating, always adding a thicker bureaucracy. That's the NCAA. This one's not a bad idea. It's gimmicky, yeah, but I do think you start getting into seven overtimes like LSU and A&M, and I would think, and I'm not a trained medical doctor or nurse or anything else, but I'm just, common sense would tell me the deeper you get into a game, well past four quarters, and you're getting into three, four, five, six, seven overtimes, I would think the chances of something happening medically would increase. I don't know that. I just would think that's the case. You got people who can barely breathe probably at that point. And we're talking about well-trained athletes, not somebody coming off a keg party. We're talking about folks trained for this, training basically around the calendar for this. People have made it all the way up to an elite level of college football. That's very rare. That's rare genetically. It's hard to get to that point. You start getting well into overtime, three, four, five, six, seven, I would think the danger goes up. Whatever the injury might be, whatever it could be. So I like that idea. It is gimmicky. Yeah, it is. It is. But college football's got gimmicks that I actually like. I like the difference. I like the way college football is not blueprinted like the other sports. That's why I liked it before when it was the BCS. It wasn't like everything else. I liked that. It was unique. People at SiriusXM didn't like that because they're up in New York and everything there is about playoffs. And I get it. I mean, that's the way they're wired. I'm not wired that way. Doesn't have to be about bracketed playoffs. Not at all. I like the way it was. I like the way it was unique and different and didn't have to be like everything else. Eric up in Indianapolis checking in this morning on Twitter at Billis King says, considering all the craziness of these media days, I'm sure Brian Kelly is glad he just does his press conference at Culver Academy before fall camp starts. Notre Dame and Northwestern are two schools that I know they actually go off for a couple of weeks camp. And Notre Dame goes to Culver, Indiana, Culver Academy. I have never been there, but if I were to choose a place to go to watch camp, to cover camp, that might be the one. Just because it's unique, it's different. That would be pretty cool. I don't know what the media access to that event is either. What does Northwestern goes to Wisconsin. Where do they go? Ah, the city's killing me. Yeah, what is that? Oh, but Coach Fitz takes them to, it's called camp, and it starts with a W, I believe. Somebody will bail me out here. What do they call? I mention this every year, but for some reason I'm not coming up with it. But yeah, Camp Culver for Notre Dame. A couple of things I like about Notre Dame. They go off of camp for a couple of weeks. They get back to South Bend. And then they're not in a league, even though they get ACC membership. They get all the membership qualities of being in the ACC, except they're not in the ACC, which is hilarious. It makes so many people mad, which is fantastic. That is hilarious. Then at the end of the year, they don't have to play a league championship game. So if they're 12-0, like they've been twice in the last 6 years, they're sitting there, Ian Book, in a hot tub with a sip of fine wine and a cigar, a Cuban cigar. Those are illegal, right? Cuban cigars are illegal. They're so good, but they're illegal. So he's sitting there probably with a Cuban cigar and some white wine in a hot tub while Alabama and Georgia are duking it out. Ohio State and Wisconsin are duking it out. Clemson and somebody, God knows who, are duking it out. They're sitting in a hot tub saying we are. Now, you want to talk about privileged? That's privilege, and I like it. You know what would be funny? If Notre Dame got to the point where they could beat a Clemson or Alabama, because they're not there yet. That's been proven. But if they got to that point, and they don't have to play a league championship game, and then they won it all, can you imagine the state school SEC, Big Ten, ACC, Big 12, etc. Can you imagine the temper tantrum? Don't have to play a league championship game. Get membership benefits in the ACC, although they're not in the ACC in football. Don't have to play again a 13th game. So they're all back, rested and fresh, and then they win it all. Can you possibly imagine the oh, Twitter would be just incredible. Oh, my God. I can only dream of that day. Notre Dame's not good enough to do that right now, but I can. Would you at least allow me to dream here a little bit? Would you allow a dude the opportunity to dream just a little bit here on the show? We'll get the bottom of the hour. Kevin Hagan's coming up, top of hour number two, and we'll talk Alabama with him. He is actually in Crazy Charlie's home of New York, New York City. He is there. He's been watching the Yankees, hanging out. I don't know if he's been able to go hang out with Danny yet in the NYC. I don't know if they've been able to hook that up yet. But he's been up there. And when we talk to him, he'll be in the NYC, not Lexington, KY. That is presented by Soul Street Coffee, soulstreetcoffee.com. Absolutely delicious coffee and tea, soulstreetcoffee.com. Ole Miss Evie, bottom of hour number two. And she is still in Hoover. We've got Josh Newberg, top of hour three. I have not heard back from Griff. I was watching Griff. I turned on Fine Bob yesterday. It was later in his show, and Griff was at the TV set with him doing the show. And I guess Griff is so busy, probably so eaten up with himself. He was on Fine Bob, and Fine Bob did not challenge him. They were like buddies on this one. They were almost hugging. That's how close this got. And I think Griff might be feeling so big time right now, I'm not getting a return text. That's what I'm considering. That's what I think is going on. We'll get to the bottom of the hour. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. Watching traffic volume increase out here now through Hendersonville on Vietnam Vets. Traffic's on the increase as well. Highway 109 making your way down to I-40 there through Wilson County. Traffic still holding up right now. 24 up through the Hickory Hollow area. Get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart Fares can save you up to 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2544. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Inner Zen Outer Beauty, located on the fourth floor of Omni Nashville Hotel, Makara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the luxury of the signature Makara Spa as you're pampered with an ultimate spa experience. Treat yourself to everything from a soothing facial to full salon services in the heart of downtown Nashville. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600 or visit the Makara Spa on the Omni Nashville website. As always, valet is complimentary, and any service booked Monday through Thursday grants you full access to our rooftop pool and bar.
In Nashville, there's a group who have gotten together to right the wrongs so many Buy Here, Pay Here car dealerships have made. Discover Picasso Auto, where they work with both rebuilt title and clean title cars. It's their way to pass the savings on to you. Most of their cars have been bought from auctions where Picasso Auto selects only the best. Then they make sure to meticulously repair each vehicle, like creating a piece of art. After the car is rebuilt, they must pass their inspection as well as the state's inspection. Then Picasso Auto is able to sell them at a lower cost, and in most cases 10 to 20% under the MSRP. Picasso Auto makes available paperwork, pictures, and receipts for all of their cars, especially the rebuilt ones. Warranties, you ask? They got them. See them at 3319 Nolensville Pike, just south of Thompson Lane, or online at PicassoAuto.com. Give them a call at 615-933-1111. That's 615-933-1111. Picasso Auto, the art of autos. Creative Parking Concepts in Nashville asks listeners to imagine what it's like to be a young person serving in our military overseas. A taste of home in the form of a military care package can comfort a soldier far from home. Just call your local veterans organization for information and see how you can get involved. This message is from Creative Parking Concepts in Nashville. For more information, call 615-712-7696. They're proud to support the men and women of the United States Armed Forces.
It's a Bill King Show.
Jim Corbin is one of the best coaches that I get to watch. Any sport, any day. He has taken a Vanderbilt baseball program and has made them the preeminent program in the United States of America. He's been to three natties in 6 years. He's won two of them. That's all-time kind of stuff. That's legendary stuff.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
America's first home for college football talk is the Bill King Show.
You jump in front of my car when you know all the time. 90 miles an hour, girl, is a speed I drive. You tell me it's all right. You don't mind a little pain. You say you just want me to take you for a drive. You just like
Omni Nashville Hotel. Use this number if you're going to call in today. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. SEC Media Days Wednesday. Here's the list. Alabama, that'd be Nikki. Arkansas, Chad Morris. Mississippi State, Joe Moorhead. And South Carolina will Muschamp. South Carolina is today. South Carolina and A&M have ridiculous schedules. I mean, absolutely brutal. And this could be some of their better teams, South Carolina and A&M, meaning in recent memory. But the schedule is very prohibitive. The schedule is nasty. Both of them get Clemson, of course, South Carolina, in-state rivalry, etc. That speaks for itself. But they get Alabama. They get Alabama circa 2010, everybody. Back at Williams-Brice. Remember 2010. That was the one Alabama team. Of all the Nick Saban Alabama teams that got away from him. He could not corral them. He fixed it, won the next two natties after that. It's not like it lasted long. But that 2010 bunch, they need to have a outlaw reunion with that group. Just have it, a reunion. This is the group that wouldn't listen to Nick. Where are they now? How are they doing in life now? Went to South Carolina, got that AZZ kicked. Yeah, Nick could not reel that group in. Boy, you got to have some guts. You're not going to listen to the man there now. That group, they weren't going to listen to the man. They weren't going to be brought down by the man. They were going to do it their way. They were so not into listening to Nick that they let the ultimate outlaw, Stephen Garcia, have the day of his entire life versus them. Stephen Garcia, the ultimate bad boy, right? The ultimate, I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to challenge the machine. I'm rage against the machine. Had his NFL, this is the best day I'll ever have in my life day against Alabama. Stephen Garcia, 2010. A&M and South Carolina have brutal schedules. They do. Again, today it's Nick Saban, Chad Morris, Joe Moorhead, Will Muschamp. Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi State, and South Carolina. That is the list. And then tomorrow, who do we have left? Vanderbilt? What's on Thursday? I know it's only two teams. It's Vanderbilt and somebody. Who's left out? I'm scrambling with so many of these media days that I can't even remember. But it's two teams. That's all I know. And tomorrow in the ACC, it's the Coastal Division. Big Ten starts up in Chicago on Thursday. That is Jeff in Chicago's town. Matter of fact, one year when I was up there doing it at the McCormick Place, I believe that was a Hyatt at the time. I don't know if it still is. And they're not doing it at the McCormick Place Hotel. But one year I did it. People from up there who listened to the show were coming by. And Jeff from Chicago came by. I think that's the first time I ever met Jeff. We've met him several times since then. And he comes down for commitments and everything else. But that, I think that's the first time. But Jeff came by. Got to meet him. Got to go to the, who was the Michigan fan up there? It's the Rockets bar, but a Michigan fan who listened to the show, who's got a restaurant up there, said, "Bill, come by our place. We will take care of you." It's the Rocket Bar and Grill, I believe. It was really good. We ordered a bunch of stuff. And it's a guy up there, lives in Chicago, and he's a really big Michigan fan. He said, "Come on by the restaurant, Bill. Hang out. Bring your buddies and freeload off of us." Yes, absolutely. Come up here and freeload. And we did. Yeah, we did. It was embarrassing. We freeloaded at a very high level. It was so embarrassing. Freebie meals. Comped meals. Oh. Literally, we stole that day. We stole. We should have been paying, and we didn't. We stole. Oh, Soul Street Coffee says, "Hey, Bill, it's Vanderbilt and Auburn." Yeah, Auburn hasn't been there yet. That's a good point. Good point. Now, I, being from here, appreciate Vandy. They have always been treated second class. The school's not second class at all, but that's the way they're treated in football. I'm wondering if the SEC was going through the list and said, you know, we got to put Vandy somewhere. Let's put him Thursday. Because Thursday, people start clearing out anyways. You think the mass media is hanging around for Vandy on Thursday? The mass media now. The answer is hell no. The main guys will be, yeah, but I'm talking about all the guys that are there just to basically rubberneck. You got bloggers. You've got people whose only connection is social media, etc. Those guys are there basically just to rubberneck, just to gawk, just to drool. They're not hanging around on Vandy Day, are they? Some of those guys probably don't even know Vandy's in the league. What's this team? Who? I like Vandy. No. Don't misunderstand me. I appreciate Vandy, but I'm from here. I know their plight. I know what they go through. Jeff in Chicago. There he is. Says, Bill, funny thing about the South Carolina team was that they lost to Kentucky the week after beating Alabama. He says, you're thinking about Arturo Gomez. Yeah. Jeff, is this place still there? The Rocket Bar? We were there. Oh, we had a blast. But they took us upstairs. They allowed us to freeload. We ordered. I mean, we sat there. We did. We owe them an apology. We sat there on that menu and pointed out, oh, I'll take this. I'll take that. Oh, that one too. Maybe a little of this. Maybe, yeah, let's get that one. Yeah, I really don't need it because I've had enough, but let's get this other one too. It was. You're talking about Southern people going up north and freeloading. Oh, my God. It was. I'm glad there's no video of this. Embarrassing. It was freeloading on a PhD level. We basically dined and dashed, but they told us we could. That's how pathetic this was. Dave says, Bill, kind of surprised the Pac-12 isn't having theirs and starting it at about 10 p.m. Eastern Coast time. Well, they probably are. You noticed how I haven't even mentioned the Pac-12 media days? When does it start? Jeff, too, says, Bill, this would be good. Griff should stick around for Vandy Day on Thursday and ask about 100 questions about facilities. How about this? Jeff says, Jeff up in Chicago, the Rocket guys own an Asian restaurant in Nashville now. Rocket in Chicago actually closed, he says. Dang. The restaurant in Nashville is called Sunda, I believe. Is that right? So, Arturo Gomez, who said, Bill, I love the show. Come on by. Freeload at my Chicago restaurant. Shut that one down, and he's got one here. I did not know that. See, Jeff, that's Jeff's in the loop, man. I'm not. I may pull in. I've got to go into Nashville this morning. After the show, I may pull into this place and say, hey, I don't know if you know me, but I was allowed to freeload up in Chicago. What do you think? I'm hungry right now. all right. Let's get one more break. We've got coming up Kevin Hagan. That is presented by Soul Street Coffee. SoulStreetCoffee.com. Absolutely delicious coffee and tea. Many different flavors and many more on the way. You need to check that site out and order SoulStreetCoffee.com. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. It's picking up out here. You pretty much would expect this time of the morning, especially coming out of Dixon County there on 40 East, up by 840. Traffic still looking good right now up through Williamson County on 65, up through Brentwood. Traffic's picked up quite a bit through Hendersonville on Vietnam Vets, working your way towards I-65. Get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart fares can save you up to 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2544. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire.
Dallas Keuchel on the mound for the Atlanta Braves today. They're a $1.10 road favorite at Milwaukee. The Brewers are even money with Chase Anderson on the mound. The Braves are 30-19 on the road, 22-9 away from home since May the 9th. The total at Miller Park today is 10, shaded to the over. Kyle Busch, the 5-2 favorite to win the Foxwoods Resort Casino 301 at New Hampshire. The NASCAR Monster Energy Cup Series on Sunday. He's a 3-time winner at the track. Kevin Harvick also with 3 victories there. He is at 6-1. Kurt Busch, also a 3-time winner at the track, is a long shot at 20-1. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
And now, Complete Comfort Heating and Cooling is reminding everyone to stand tall and show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This salute is brought to you by Complete Comfort Heating and Cooling, serving our area with pride for 6 years. For the best in residential and light commercial HVAC, Complete Comfort Heating and Cooling is a name you can trust. For installs, repairs, and much more, they kept you warm all winter. Now let them keep you cool all summer. Call Complete Comfort Heating and Cooling today, 615-339-4699. Complete Comfort Heating and Cooling. They're people who care.
If you're a paint contractor, the Home Depot is here to save you money. You can get the same or better quality paint as you do at paint stores, but you also get one thing paint stores don't have: low prices every day on every gallon of high quality Behr paint, stains, and primers. Plus, for pros, volume discounts. How much are you paying per gallon? At the Home Depot, you pay less for Behr paint every day, like Behr Pro paint starting at just $15.48 a gallon. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Geico presents, yikes, another voicemail from your roommate.
Sup, roomie? Hey, a pipe burst in the basement. It's completely flooded. Anyway, I called for someone to fix it, but in the meantime, I was thinking we could finally have that indoor pool party we've always wanted. I got some cool swan floaty things already going. Could you pick up some chips on your way home? Later.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if your roommate isn't the brightest pool float in the flooded basement. Visit Geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast. Showers and thunderstorms for this morning. A high of 87. Showers overnight. Cloudy with your low at 75. Scattered showers on Thursday. Partly sunny with your high at 91. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
Did Joss on the city bed, scooter searching for his groove. Seem like the whole world walking pretty and you can't find more room to move. Well, everybody better move over, that's all. Cause I'm running on the backside and I got my back.
Omni Nashville Hotel. Kevin Hagan coming up. That's presented by SoulStreetCoffee.com. SoulStreetCoffee.com. Griff has not replied, so I assume today is a no-go. Griff got to sit there on set with Feinbaum, and I would just come to the conclusion he's all full of himself. I'm thinking no, Griff. Couldn't go yesterday because his deity, his newest deity, he switches them now, is Kirby Smart. And the Honorable Kirby Smart was speaking at the podium yesterday, so he couldn't do the show. We also have Ole Miss Evie. Ole Miss Evie's been down there in Hoover covering things. She's all excited because next year's in Atlanta. She really liked last year, so she's going to be with us bottom of hour two. And Josh Newberg will be with us this morning a little bit later as well. Here's the number you need to use for now. 615-844-5600. Use that number. 615-844-5600. Speaking of restaurants and things, and we were talking with Jeff there about the Rocket Bar and Grill up in Chicago shut down. But they apparently have opened a place here in the 615. I did not know that. I'm totally out of the loop on that. I've told you this one before, but it's a good story. There's a lady in Baton Rouge. I don't remember her name. And she would listen to the show, and she said, Bill, we've got restaurants across America. It's not a chain. It's various different restaurants. And when you're in one of my towns, let me know, and we'll take care of you. They had one in Scottsdale. When we would be out for the Fiesta Bowl, doing the show out there, she had a place called Swordfish. She had another one in San Antonio. And these were incredible seafood restaurants. I'm in Scottsdale, and she says, just let me know when you're going to get there, and I'll take care of you. Bring whoever you want. So we go to Swordfish, and a couple of the real sleazebag Sirius XM folks tag along. She didn't even know who they were. But, of course, I took care of everybody. We go in there and order every kind of seafood you can imagine. It was ridiculous. It was so good. And, of course, these slobs freeloaded off my freebie. Well over $1,000 bill. They were all nervous because they didn't know if they'd have to actually pay. It was hilarious. And I did make them. It was a really big tip. Yeah, it was a huge tip. Many different zeros on the tip. But yeah, those sloths freeloaded on my freebie. Then they did the same thing in San Antonio. We had a really big place there we went to, and she had a place, her and her husband had these restaurants, and we did it in San Antonio too. For what were we there for? Was it basketball? Final Four, I believe. I think so. Anyways, it was good. It was really good. Later, we went and I saw her. I actually met her. Big LSU fan. And we were in New Orleans for the Alabama LSU National Championship, doing our show there for the week. And we arranged meeting up, so I got to meet her and her family. Very nice group. About a year later, I heard from her, and she said, Bill, we sold all the restaurants. No more freebies. We don't own them anymore. Next time you're in one of our towns, don't hit us up. So the freebie went away. Yeah, that dissipated. Crazy Charlie, do we have time? Who'd you say we have here? Okay, Georgia Dog, I got to you late. I was not paying attention to the clock. We got about 2 minutes.
That's fine, buddy. I was just enjoying the show as always. And I know that media days, you get a lot of stories that come out that you normally, I guess, you wouldn't get. But that was a story where Coach Spurrier and Herschel were on the stage at the same time talking, and Herschel made a comment that he would love to play for Coach Spurrier. He said that while he was at Georgia, he hated him. He couldn't stand him, you know.
Right.
When Spurrier became the head coach. But they met at a golf tournament or something later and became very close with Coach Spurrier. And a lot of the Georgia fans, we all feel the same way. I didn't really care for Coach Spurrier at Florida. But once he got to South Carolina, we've all learned to appreciate Coach Spurrier a lot better. But one of the funny stories that came out was Herschel didn't sign at Georgia until – didn't make his mind up until Easter of that year. He was one of the first nationally recruited guys across the country, but it was down to USC, Georgia, and the Marines. Well, his mom on Easter morning, his nickname was Bo, believe it or not, growing up. And she said, Bo, you got to make a decision. So he flipped the coin between the U.S. Marines and Georgia, or college football, and it came up college football. Then he flipped the coin between Georgia, USC, and I forget the third school.
Clemson was in this.
Clemson, that's right. Came up Georgia. So he puts the three names in a bag, draws them out, and it came up Georgia. And that's how he wound up at University of Georgia. I'll get you tomorrow, Bill, but we enjoy the show down on Emerald Coast. We love you guys, and we'd just be doggone.
All right. We'll catch back up tomorrow. Very fateful moment there with Herschel out of Wrightsville, Georgia. I was there when he played. Very first snaps, I was there. A lot of people lie about it. I was there. Coming up, Kevin Hagan, Soul Street Coffee.